All right, welcome back to the Stream of Consciousness Podcast. Thanks for joining us on streamofconsciousnesspodcast.com or Facebook or YouTube or wherever you happen to choose to join us from. This is my co-host, Joel Wahl, spelled W-A-H-L, Cox, also spelled differently than you might expect, and I am the co-host's co-host, Joey Tin Can Stout. So, Joel, what are we talking about today? We got all kinds of things we can talk about today. What's new and exciting in the life of Joel?
Let's see what's new and exciting.
Anything crazy major happened recently?
Nothing major. I got my drones flying pretty well.
Nice. Yeah, I saw a video. I saw the video that you showed me, not on Facebook. I saw
yeah.
You. Yes. Yeah, I saw it on Facebook. Who's gonna prove me wrong?
So that's
any new movies come out recently that you've seen?
Kingsman. Saw that.
Oh, that's right. You did. You just told me that. I want to see that so bad. That looks awesome.
Awesome.
That looks so cool. Tatum's in that one, right?
Chatham.
That's what I just said. Because in the commercials, I don't really see him in it. Like, he's sort of in it.
Here's the thing. Like, so they bring in Halle Berry. They bring in Jeff Bridges. They bring in Chatham Tatum.
I saw Jeff Bridges.
But, like, they were there, but they weren't really there. It was kind of weird. Like, I kind of felt like, okay, you're going to help them out, and it's just basically the other guys running around. And one guy from Game of Thrones is in as well.
Which guy from Game of Thrones?
He was the guy that got killed. I know that.
Oh, the one who got killed from Game of Thrones. No, I know him. Sean Bean?
No,
Sean
not
John.
Him.
Sean Bean, right? Sean Bean?
He dies in everything, though.
He does die in everything.
Yeah, Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal. Who does he play in Game of Thrones?
I don't even
recognize him. Oh, yeah, no. I've seen him. He's in all kinds of movies.
Let's see. What's he been in? Narcos, The Great Wall, The Adjusting Bureau.
He was in The Great Wall. That's right. I saw that. That was actually a pretty good movie.
I was going to ask you about that.
I liked it. It was not amazing, but it was pretty good. I feel like it could have been more to it. They could have added a lot more into the movie. I wouldn't have minded. It would have been cool.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, do you want to see the It movie, the clown movie?
No.
I have zero desire to do this. Everybody's just lines over it.
I hate clowns.
You see. Yeah, I don't hate clowns.
No, I hate clowns. Like, if I saw, I actually posted on Facebook the other day, there's a picture of a kid dressed up as Pennywise. It was like a 5-year-old. It's like, I will punch a child. And I so would do it.
Clowns don't scare me.
No, they don't scare me. They annoy me.
I don't hate them. I don't have an opinion on clowns.
Hatred
to begin with.
Hatred for clowns.
They don't bug me though. Like I don't mind them. But I don't know what it is. I'm not big on scary movies to begin with. But
I don't find them scary. They're just usually people doing dumb stuff.
Well, sometimes they do scare me. I've watched some ones that have definitely given me the heebie-jeebies. There's been a few movies. The ones that get me the best and the most are like the psychological ones. Like what was in the woods when they go and it's the camera? It's an old one.
Blair Witch.
That made
me so mad.
I watched that movie. Oh, I saw it during the day.
You did not. You guys watched it at night.
No. I watched it with me and my buddy skipped school back in high school.
No, you watched it in college. It was you and Dan.
That was... No. But maybe I watched it again.
Trust me, it was Blair Witch because you guys watched it and you guys...
Was there a sequel to it?
Maybe.
I think maybe we watched the sequel in college.
No, it was the original Blair Witch.
The first time I saw the original Blair Witch, I watched it.
I watched it with my girlfriend at the time. We watched it. I was so pissed off about it. I'm like, why are you going to scare this? This is dumb.
It didn't scare me at all until I tried to fall asleep that night. And then it was in my brain. Like, it psyched me out. Like, it was like one of those things that I couldn't shake the thought of like the creepiness of it. That's one of the ones that have probably scared me the most. I've seen other scary movies, and they definitely make me jump at times.
For me, like, I'll get a jump scare every now and then, but I can usually call them, and my favorite thing to do whenever I want to get killed for this. you watch that scary movie, you wait for that part, you know that's going to happen, and when they jump, you grab the person next to you.
I'm surprised Tara hasn't killed you yet.
I haven't done to her.
You haven't done it to her?
Nope.
You know better.
Yeah.
Because she would murder you.
But I had a friend who used to love horror movies, and she'd always try to get me to go. I'm like, eh. So finally I went to a couple, and I just started pushing her.
And you made her jump?
Mm-hmm.
They make me jump, but I just don't... they're just not my style of movie, I guess. It's not something I get into. It's not something I want to watch. And the whole It thing, like, I get some people are terrified of clowns or whatever, and there's, but it just doesn't, nothing appeals to me about this
movie. Well, from what I'm told from people who watched it and actually love it, he's not actually a clown. He's an alien.
Well, thanks for ruining it. No, I definitely don't want to watch it. Well, spoiler alert, by the way.
Well, everyone. First off, it came out in 1990.
Years ago. Because
1990.
The preface of the movie is that he reappears every 27 years, and that's why they're remaking the movie 27 years later. So, little fun fact for you, if you didn't know that one already. What's your favorite kind of movies? Comedy, action, drama, horror, sci-fi?
I like action, comedy, sci-fi.
That was three types of movies.
No. I like them all jammed together. You, like,
jammed into one. Action, comedy, sci-fi.
But I don't want romance in my movies.
We talked about this before, too. Yes, we did. Too. I don't mind a rom-com.
I don't mind rom-com. But when you've got a save the world situation...
Okay, well, like, Deadpool. Deadpool was a bit of a love story.
Okay. That's the only exception to the rule.
Only if they fall in love with a hooker. That's the only time you're allowed.
No. The point is, it's Deadpool. That's basically all I got.
What just happened there? Why are we binging?
I got mail.
Unprofessional.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I don't know. I like so many different types of movies that I don't know if I have just...
No, I like a lot of different movies, but if I had a preference, I want a mindless action movie. In case, I don't know if you remember, back in college, you talked about having the hour-and-a-half movie that's nothing but a trailer of fight scenes.
Trailer Park or Trailer Trash or something like that. Not Trailer Trash, because that was that's the Facebook or YouTube thing that my brother did. But maybe it was Trailer Park. We had a name for it, though. Yeah. We had this concept of, like, making a movie that was entirely out of trailers. And
because, like, I don't care. I understand about acting and whatnot. But, like, martial arts and, like, combat training is awesome, too.
Right.
Like, you can't just stand there and shoot a gun and kill people and do it wrong and look cool.
Do you think that in the next Deadpool movie, for some reason I feel like I've seen a whole lot of stuff where, like, not a lot, but I've seen a few times where Ryan Reynolds and Olivia Munn have been in the same place at the same time, and do you think they're going to put Psylocke in the next Deadpool movie?
Probably not. Probably can't. They can't afford her.
No, well, okay, that's fair. But they've already got Cable, who's going to be
Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin, who's also playing Thanos, and I'm a little weary about him being both. But I've seen pictures of him, like, prepping for Cable. He's huge. He's monstrous. He got jacked. He's ginormous.
You know who else scared the crap out of me? Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill. Did he get big?
Yeah, again.
Like, wait, did he get big? Like, he got big, like he used to be big, or did he get, like, buff?
No, like, let's see if I can. Find
did he get like the kid from Drake and Josh? I can't remember if he's Drake or if he's Josh, but the one kid, he used to be heavy, and then he, like, thinned out, and then he got, like, bulky. He built up, but Jonah Hill, I know, was heavy, then he lost a lot of weight, but I don't know if he put on, if he went back to fat, or if
he lost. I think he went back to fat again.
See. Brolin, though, he's kind of, like, he went from... I mean, he just had, like, that average, ordinary look, but then he got muscly. He looks like Cable. I was a little worried that he was not going to be right for the part, but I don't necessarily want them to bring Colossus back.
No, he got
I didn't
thin
really
again.
Love
That's
Colossus
what it was.
In the first movie. Colossus was unnecessary for me. But I liked Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Yeah.
I hope they bring her back, just because I think she was, like, she was fun, and she kind of gave a little bit of, she played off the character really well.
Yeah.
And I like to see that. But they, who's playing Domino? They got somebody for Domino, too, and I can't remember who it is now. There's Jonah Hill. I mean, he looks like he's just maturing. I think he's just getting older. He looks like he's probably put on a little bit of weight. He's not fat, for sure.
No.
He looks good.
He's not like he was from Superbad.
Yeah, no, he was big and Superbad. He was husky. Back then, to be polite, he was fat.
So my favorite term of all time is from Weeds.
Okay.
And they were selling this clothing line called the Huskaroos.
Jonah Hill was a Huskaroo.
Yep.
Who's playing Domino? Do you remember?
I do not. Let's see if I can find
it. It's someone, like, as soon as you say it, I'm going to go, oh yeah, I knew that, but I can't remember who it's going to be that's playing Domino. It's like somebody real obvious. It's like,
Well, I know it's an actress.
Well, that narrowed it down. It's not like Halle Berry or something, but it's someone like that. But I think it's like a known name.
Zazie Beetz?
Yeah, okay, but she's somebody. Is she related to someone or something?
I want to say she was in the Fast and the Furious movie, but I'm thinking I've got the wrong girl.
No, I don't. Oh, maybe. I don't know. But I don't love the way they made her look. I like the way Cable looks. I love the way Deadpool looked originally, and I hope they don't really tinker with his costume too much. I hope they leave him the same. But I don't like the way that... I mean, if she ends up looking the way that everything we've seen so far... Because so far, it's just artwork.
She's born in Berlin, Germany. She was in the show Atlanta, Applesauce, and Finding Her.
There's a whole bunch of stuff I've never seen. She's nobody. She's literally no one.
Mm-hmm.
She's done absolutely nothing.
I don't know her then.
All right. But she looks the part. I just don't like the way they make up her up. I feel like they could have done something a little different with her. I am anxious for the movie, though. I really do want to see it. I can't wait for it to come out. It's next fall or something, or spring.
Mm-hmm.
Upcoming, 2018, it's coming out.
See, what else am I looking forward to? I'm looking forward to Blade Runner, but I'm kind of scared it's going to suck.
Yeah, the new Blade Runner with, what's his face? The meme guy. The hey girl. What's his, that's, you know who I'm
saying? Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling.
I had it, and then he said meme girl. I'm like, wait a sec. No, stay on target.
He's the hey girl. He actually, when he was cast for The Notebook, the reason he was cast in The Notebook was the director wanted someone who kind of was, like, not too good looking. And they cast Ryan Gosling, and now he's like he's that iconic handsome dude that all the girls lose their minds over. Like, he's like, he's so good looking that, like, you ask dudes and they go, yeah, he's good looking. Like, that's how good looking, you have to be pretty good looking to be that good looking. Like, but yeah, he was that looks really good, and it's not like a remake, it's like a continuation.
Yeah, it's a sequel,
and Ford's in it. Harrison Ford's in it again too,
and Dave Bautista's in it too.
Is Batista in it?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know Batista was in it. I don't know how I feel about him as an actor. In Guardians of the Galaxy, him playing Drax.
What about...
I liked the movie, but I don't know if I liked him as an actor. I think he played the part well, but I don't think he's... I don't think I see him as an actor.
What about Man with the Iron Fist?
Ooh, Man with the Iron Fist. I can't remember if I've seen that.
Oh. It's ahead of the Raza. He was... Dave Batista was Brass Body. Is he could change his body into, like, brass, kind of like Colossus?
Yeah, I don't think I definitely didn't see that.
Yeah, thing. It was pretty cool.
I'd remember something like that. But I, there's some wrestlers who have become actors who have just really, like,
was he an
like
actor?
Obviously, like, The Rock. Well, Batista was a wrestler, and then he became an actor, right? He was in WWE or something. I
wasn't aware of that.
I'm almost positive. I might be wrong. Because when I make up stuff. And then every so often, nobody corrects me on it until after, like, we post the show. I'm never called out on it. So, Dave Batista, did you get a start? Look back and see where you got a start. I bet you he was a WWE wrestler. John Cena was a wrestler. The Rock was a wrestler. Both amazing actors. I don't think John Cena gets anywhere near enough credit for being a good actor. He's not just a good actor.
I forget what it was, but, like,
Rowdy Roddy Piper. I'm here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Oh, yeah. From 2000 to 2010 and 2013 to 2014, he was signed to WWE under the ring name Batista.
See? I knew that. Because he's a monstrous dude. He's a big guy. I was never into wrestling. I never got into it.
I watched a little bit with Dan back in college.
Yeah. I had some friends that were into it whenever I was younger, but like, and I would watch some stuff with them, but it never turned it on. It was never my thing.
Yeah, it was never my thing either.
Who do you think's bigger, Batista or the Hulk? Who would win in a fight? That's another thing too. I think that in the comic books, as best I remember, Drax was like this, like he was pretty badass. Like, he was a dude who would go toe to toe. I don't know if he's ever fought the Hulk in a comic book or not, but he was that level of badassery, like where he was big enough and he was strong enough that he could take on people like the Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
So. But then in the movie, they kind of downplayed him a lot more. Like, he's not, like, as solid and as terrifying as he was in the comic books. He loses a lot of that one.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can only do so much whenever you actually bring stuff to reality.
There's, like, this fine line with comic book characters where I feel like a lot of them, like, where they started from in comic books to where they are in the movies, like, they've evolved to the point where too many of them are just almost invincible. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of complex... Like, well, Spider-Man used to be able to get it. If you got punched Spider-Man in the nose, he got a bloody nose in the beginning. Like, he was not... He didn't heal, and he... I think that a lot of that started... And I might be... I'm almost definitely wrong, but really when it majorly got noticed or got big was with Wolverine. Wolverine was, like, the first character that had that healing factor where, like, he could get hurt, but he would immediately heal back.
Yeah.
And so a lot of other characters in comic books have kind of developed that where, like, they can get thrown through a wall and walk away, where it didn't used to be like that. Like, Superman, okay, obviously Superman was the first one.
DC
he didn't heal, he just didn't get hurt.
Well, DC was notorious for making invincible characters.
Yeah.
Like, my friend was basically saying, before this whole DC even started, how, like, a Justice League movie would be kind of be crazy. The Flash can basically time travel and not get hit because he can move so fast.
Right.
Superman, pretty much, unless you get Kryptonite, Wonder Woman's a goddess.
Right. Superman, Wonder Woman, and Aquaman are basically all the same people, except for one's in the water, one's in the sky, and the other one's got boobs. Which is the best superpower of all time, in my opinion.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah, name one better superpower than boobs. Nothing.
Big boobs.
Big boobs. Touché, well played. I clearly didn't think that went through. Yes, big boobs. And a small bra.
Yes.
That's the ultimate superpower. The power to get free drinks at will.
Yes. Ladies' night is so unfair.
What's unfair?
Ladies' night.
Ladies' night? I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you on that one, because that's like... It's not fair in the fact that women drink for free. I mean, depending on where you go, what the special is or whatever, but women drink for free. But it's totally fair in the way that they... The bar... basically cattle herds women for us creepy guys to go hit on. So
wouldn't it be nice?
It's also not fair to them, because
wouldn't it be nice if you get going to the bar and you get a free drink because it's guys' night and girls are clamoring to see you?
That's not a real thing. Like, yes, it would be nice, but that's imaginary.
I said, wouldn't it be nice?
Right.
This is hypothetical.
Okay, in a hypothetical situation, but it will never happen, because if you had a guys' drink free night, you know what you'd have? A bar full of dudes. Girls would be like, let's stay away from there. There's no... You can't get some women to show up for free drinks on ladies' night. They definitely aren't showing up if they gotta come in. Because we are hideous creatures. We as men are disgusting and foul and obnoxious and gross. Like, I totally understand. Have you ever said hello to a woman and she's completely ignored you? Like, you were just being polite.
Ha! I don't say hi to a woman because they're gonna put me down anyway.
What? Say that again in English.
I said, ha.
But with a Jamaican accent.
I said, ha. I don't ask talk to the woman anyway, because they're going to do that anyway. So, ha.
I've said, like...
When you have low self-esteem, Joe, you can't get any lower. Because you're no worse than me. You know that scene in Superbad where McLovin walks up the girl, and he goes, it's 5 o'clock, turns around and runs away?
That's your McLovin?
That's my move.
Black McLovin. What would the Black McLovin be named?
Big Blovin?
No, that's... And this is... it's not really a funny story, but... okay, so my sister-in-law just got married. And...
At the time of recording.
Not too long ago. And so she got married, and... I go to the wedding is... Okay, so this is my wife's sister's fiancé at the time, now her husband, uncle's house that we stay at. Like, we have to go there. Like, we drive 6 hours away, and then we stay in... I have to sleep on the floor, by the way, which I'll get to that in a second. I have to sleep in their home of my wife's sister's fiancé's uncle. Like, did you get cross-eyed in the math on that one? Because that's like, that's so many, that's 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon is what that is. Like, I so super don't know these people, and yet somehow I end up sleeping in their home. And so I get there, and I don't really, like, I don't know a lot of, like, I've met, obviously, him. I know my sister-in-law. I know her fiancé. Outside of that, I really didn't know any of his family at all. This is the first I've got a chance to meet any of them. Now, Sarah's family, my wife Sarah, for the audience at home, Sarah's family, I know them, but they weren't all there early on. So really, like, and everybody was kind of busy and doing everything. And you know how it is when you get together with family and you haven't seen them for a while. You get kind of clicky and you want to catch up on old times. And you have that aunt that you love that you want to talk to. But then you kind of hang out with your cousins or your brothers or your whatever.
If you say so.
Okay, well, it happens in big families sometimes, okay? Well,
see, the beauty of my family is parents are both older. So most of my family died when I was like 5 to 10.
I think that it's super disturbing that the upside of this is you have dead people in your family.
But because, like, I went to a lot of funerals.
On the upside, they're all gone and dead.
Between 88 and 95, I went to a lot of funerals. So I got that out of the way. Okay. So now, just...
Not just smooth sailing. Yep. Now you're just coasting through life.
This big family thing. That's why I get to come to your house for birthdays and stuff.
You're more of a friends kind of guy. Yeah. You're like one of those dudes that you see in the movie that's always like when they have Thanksgiving dinner or something, and it's like all the family and then the one friend that's there. Like, you're that one friend. You're the guy who doesn't go to spend time with his own family. Like, you're the friend family.
I try not to.
And it's funny because, like, like, my kids refer to you as Uncle Joel. Like, and I think for probably the first several years of their life, they did not understand the concept of it's pretty unlikely that I would have a black brother. I don't think they knew that you weren't, like, legitimate family. You were just so close that you were Uncle Joel. But, okay, so, I'm turned around here. But, so, okay, so at the wedding... So there's his side of the family, and then there's her side of the family, obviously. So his side of the family, I don't really know them. They're all kind of, they got a little clicky, all super nice people, really polite, really cool. And then her side of the family, I know all of them, and they're also very nice people, but I've met them and I've spent time with them, and I wasn't really chasing them down. Plus, the girls were all doing their thing, and the guys were kind of like really not around for the most part. So I'm kind of just going around. I'm like lost in limbo. I'm basically like no man is an island. I'm an island at this point, Joel. I have nobody. I'm all by myself. I am basically
all by myself.
I'm a sad, sad song is what I am. And so, like, there was the wedding planner that was there. And so I made buddies with her. Like, I was like, what can I do? What can I help with? What's going on? Can I help with this? Can I help with that? And I don't know if she was just like, just to shut me up and get me to, like, I don't know if she gave me something to do just to quiet me or if she really needed help, but, like, either way, I kind of, like, buddied up with her, and she was really cool. She was really nice. And so, like, we're hanging, we're talking and everything like that, because she's, like, the only person who's also, she's not family necessarily, and I'm not really family, so we both kind of, like, we were in the same situation where everyone we knew was busy doing something else. And it was one of those things where, like, partway through, like, after all was said and done, and then it became time to, like, get out on the dance floor and have fun, that's when it got kind of weird, because, like, we were talking, and we were cool, and we were setting everything up, and then all of a sudden, we're on the dance floor, and it's like, we purposely were, like, on opposite sides of the dance floor with each other so that it didn't get awkward. And so, all said and done, after it's all over, like, on the way home, on the drive back, one of the first things my wife said to me on the drive back was, you know she's married, right? I'm the creepy guy at the bar, and she was there for the free drinks, is what it was. That's who I was. I was the guy, it was ladies' night, and I was creeping her out. And I don't think I realized it until after my wife said something to me, but I was like, I was not hitting on her, I was not flirting with her, it did not come out like, but I think I was, Joel. I wasn't hitting on her.
Joe?
No.
Joe?
All right.
I know you. And here's what happens.
Are you going to tell me where I was wrong?
I'm not telling you where you're wrong.
But
I heard a different version of the story.
You heard a different version of it?
Well, not a different version. I heard an appendium that I thought you could have done better at.
Uh-huh.
But the actual story itself...
Wait, where did you hear about it?
No, you told me before the podcast.
Oh. Okay.
There's an extra part you told me that you didn't put in this part of the story. But I know why you didn't do it, to save, you know.
Well, I don't know if what's allowed. But in all,
though.
Let's just say I wasn't her type.
You were Joseph R. Stout. And you're very friendly. It can come off as being flirty.
And that's a part of my personality.
Exactly. We went to Vegas.
Wait, listen. Here's the difference. In Vegas, I was hitting on that girl. It's totally different. In Vegas, I was putting it out there. That's a totally different thing. The bartender in Vegas, I was flirting with. And to make sure that I didn't get myself in any excessive trouble, and mind you, I was drunk the whole time in Vegas. I sent a text to my wife saying, I'm flirting with a bartender. It's all cool or whatever I said. I don't even remember. But like, I put it out there so she knew that I was doing something wrong, because then she goes, oh, well, at least I'm aware that you're an a-hole. I feel like that made it better. Because it's like, hey, listen, I'm doing something wrong, but I won't do anything wrong.
I had a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Along the same lines, it was in a movie, and I was trying to figure out...
Who was in the movie?
No, I was trying to figure out how the situation played out in reality.
Oh, okay. Oh, I like this game. Let's do this.
I can't remember what the situation was, but it was a similar situation.
Where a guy was... Is it like a hall pass or something?
Kinda, but not that far.
Okay.
That's what it was. So, in the movie...
All right.
You're taking notes.
No. You go.
Okay. So in the movie, the girl is flirting with all these guys. But she's married.
Okay.
But the guy doesn't know she's married.
Okay.
So, is the guy in the wrong at all if later on he finds out she's married and he's like, what the F?
Is he wrong to continue to flirt with her after he knows she's married? I don't think so. Because here's why. Listen, when you are in the marriage, if you're the husband or you're the wife, you have a responsibility that you have to own up to the other person. Mm-hmm. And you being a married man, you understand that. You get that. You have a set of rules that have been put in place that have been negotiated between you and your wife, and decided upon what you are or are not allowed to do. There's a lot of guys, I was flirting with the bartender, and you know what, I came home and I told my wife, and she's like, oh, you, and she went on about her day. It was nothing, it meant nothing to her, like, she was very...
That's my point, is the flirting. Now, cheating on your wife, I'd kill you myself.
Right, no, that's a whole different being. Like, there's,
like,
there's
you can come home in a body bag. Cross. Like, Sarah, I'm sorry, but I had to do it, here's your dead body.
But, like, you have to have those rules set in place. Because everybody's different, everybody has different things, everybody has different ambitions or desires or kinks or standards as far as what is or is not allowed. But that's amongst the people that are in the relationship. So, if between a husband and a wife, they have to have their rules. The husband and the wife have to have the rules. The wife says, you cannot do this. So he has to agree to it or not.
So you're saying it's like Transporter.
It was like Transporter? Just like, because he has the rules. Well, no, because sometimes you don't always follow the rules. Like, there are people, obviously, out in the world that do cheat on their significant others, their spouses and stuff. There are people that purposefully do that. There are people there are wives who cuckold their husbands, where they go out and they sleep with other men, and the men enjoy that. That's a kink that they have. That's something that they want their wives to do.
Yeah.
I can't understand why.
Not me.
But no, and I'm sure that there's probably...
Unless you enjoy making manslaughter.
I'm sure there's a handful of people that maybe do enjoy that, but that's their personal thing.
There's your old internet.
There's people like to be tied up. There's dudes who like to get kicked in the balls. I mean, I've seen a lot of the internet, Joel. There's so many things that people do out there that are unique and
there's sensitive. There's a rule on the internet that states, if you can think of it, there's somebody doing it right now.
And that's what it is. I mean, there's names for, like, do you ever spend there's a website where you can go on and you can look up all the different terms for, like, the dirty, filthy, kinky things that people do. Like, there's terms for crapping on top of a glass table while somebody lays underneath it. A Cleveland steamer is when you poop on someone's chest. That's a thing. So that's, I mean, you can just come up. There's a lot of people have done this, and they probably enjoy it.
I know you think I'm appalled, but no. Like, what website you're talking about is Urban Dictionary. And my favorite game in the whole world is when I hear a word I don't know what it is.
You Urban Dictionary.
I Urban Dictionary. See how bad it could be. A couple months ago, did you see that list? It was this girl's summer list, the things she wanted to accomplish during the summer.
Okay.
And like, someone was like, read a book, go to the movies with my friends. One was like, get crunked. One was like, do some drugs. Or like, it was like, it went from like a normal 5-year-old to like a 21-year-old in Vegas with like 5 hours to live.
With 5 hours to live. She's in the movie Crank.
Pretty much. But then there's one word, and I'm like, well, what's that mean? Is that innocent, or is that? I'm like, let's see what Urban Dictionary says about that word.
What was the word, and what did it mean?
I don't remember.
Oh, good.
This is like 2 months ago. It wasn't that good, but it still was like, it's gonna go either way.
A pasty flamingo.
Well, now I gotta look
Google it. Check it out, Urban Dictionary pasty flamingo. See if I just made something up. If not, we need to come up with a term with a concept of what it is. That should be everybody who's listening. Well, first let's find out if it's on there. But the listeners need to. If not. I want the listeners to help us.
What?
Is it a real thing?
Yes!
It's a real thing!
No, wait, that's party flamingo.
Oh, no. Come on. Pasty flamingo.
P-A-S-T-Y, right?
Pasty flamingo. If not, we need... What's a party flamingo now? I'm assuming that's just like a lawn ornament or something. No, party flamingo. Back up again. Okay, pasty flamingo. That's the word. Want the listeners at home, come up with what you suggest we should, because we are going to make this. We are going to... Can we add definitions to this?
Yeah.
We are going to create a pasty flamingo, and we're going to come up with a... It has to be deviant. It has to be sexual. Here's my rules. It cannot involve throw up or poop, because those are just disgusting. But... It could be like a Spider-Man, but maybe in reverse or something. Or I don't know. You gonna Google what a Spider-Man is? You don't know what a Spider-Man is?
I think I know.
It's disgusting. I'll tell you that much. It's not the most disgusting. There's way worse things you can do, but it's not. Okay, read that one over. Enjoy that. Let that soak in. Ooh, you feel it all over you, can't ya? Yeah. Yuck. Yeah. Yeah. I know, right?
Well, there's also Superman.
Oh, I don't know what a Superman is. Maybe I do know what a Superman is.
I'm pretty sure Sarah will not let you do that.
Well, if she chews her way through the leather strap, she can stop me. There's the dolphin. You know what the dolphin is? The dolphin is... Oh,
do not read aloud.
Oh, come on. Can I just omit the... can I just change some of the words?
No.
Because when you were mad at your girl for not being intimate... So when she falls asleep, oh, okay, wow.
let's see you get out of this one.
No, I got this one. Okay, so I'm just gonna clean it up and explain it to the audience. Okay, so this, it's whenever you're mad at your girl, you're upset with her, and then she falls asleep, and then you self medicate. You self medicate, and with the residual leftover, you allow that to on her back. And then after that, you put the bed sheets on her back so when she wakes... Oh, okay, so she gets a cape! That's not so bad! Who doesn't want to be a superhero? Who doesn't want to wake up with a cape? Come on, that's like... That's actually a good thing. I feel like she should wake up and say thank you. If she wakes up with the bed sheets stuck to her back like that, she should make me breakfast. That's the way I see it. Yeah, this is the one. A dolphin is when she goes uh-uh. Like a dolphin. Yeah.
Wow.
They're listening to our show. They have the internet. If they want to know that bad, they'll Urban Dictionary themselves.
But it's a clean podcast.
Is it?
That's what the label says.
Well, we
should we change that?
Yes, we should. Absolutely.
Okay.
We should. You know which stuff we'd get away with more if we could say filthy, horrible.
Well, I was
things?
Curious how far we could go with a clean podcast.
Me? I'm struggling with it. I don't even know what to talk about half the time with a clean podcast.
Well, then I will change it. I'll go into iTunes and I will change it.
All right. Well, that's... I think we should. And then we can talk about it. We can open up to a whole new world of debauchery and offensiveness. I love it.
Dear God.
I can't wait. I'm kind of excited. I can hardly contain myself.
Tip your bartenders. When you get pizza, make sure you tip.
Yeah, you look both ways before you cross the street. Bring a sweater with you. It's going to start getting chilly outside. And
subscribe to our podcast if you haven't already.
All right.
Go leave us a comment.
And help us name the pasty flamingo.
We need, I also have one more order of business.
We have one. We're taking minutes. We have a meeting going on.
One of our newer listeners, Laura.
Oh yeah, we got called out on something. Several weeks back. Multitude of weeks back.
Yeah. So
a plethora of week.
I gotta find the message. But we were talking about what movie opened the gateway for movies where adults actually had jokes the kids didn't get,
And Laura said...
I said I thought it was like Shrek.
Yeah, she said, she argued that it's The Emperor's New Groove. Predated Shrek.
I only vaguely remember watching that movie, but I don't remember it being, like, adult. Or, like, being, like, too mature. So, I'm not saying she's wrong. I think she's probably right, but I don't remember the movie that well.
They're always right, Joe. When they write in, they're right.
You know what?
It's very rare someone writes in with wrong information.
We have to start... tiptoeing around our audience?
No, we don't. No, that's the beauty of it.
Okay.
We say wrong things, so they call
I know her personally, and I love her to death. She's an amazing person, but I'm saying I'm going to have to rewatch Emperor's New Groove before I'm willing to admit that I'm wrong.
Also, the black and white film from a few years ago that ended with the age of talkies was The Artist.
I don't remember us even kind of talking about
We're talking about black and white movies and stuff and whatnot.
Okay.
You'll probably have to go back and listen to our own podcast.
I probably should.
But thank you, Laura.
Yeah, thank you for correcting us. We do appreciate that. And we've been corrected on a couple other things, too. We should probably give some shout-outs to those people in the next episode.
Well, if they're right in, I will.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to the show, and we'll see you next week.
Good night, folks.
Love you. Bye-bye.